Employers added more than 200,000 jobs in April for the third straight month, but the unemployment rate still rose to 9%. That's in part because some people jumped back into the job market actively looking for work, so they're now counted as unemployed. Private sector employers created nearly 270,000 jobs last month. That's the most since February of 2006. The gains were widespread. Retailers, factories, financial companies, education, healthcare, and even construction companies added jobs, while federal, state, and local governments cut jobs. That's a trend that's expected to continue here in New York City. Mayor Bloomberg unveiled a budget today that includes the loss of more than 6,000 teachers. They also cut the budgets of several city agencies, including Parks and Recreation, the Libraries, and Children's Services Agency. The mayor said that he can't put off the hard decisions because next year's budget is expected to be even worse, with deficits projected in the $5 billion range for each of the next three fiscal years. The mayor's proposal must still be approved by the city council. Speaker Christine Quinn and other members say they'll do everything they can to prevent such big cuts to the city's workforce. Consumers used their credit cards more in March, marking only the second increase in more than 2 years since the height of the financial crisis. The Federal Reserve says consumers also increased their overall borrowing to finance car purchases, school tuition, and other things. Markets were up today. The Dow gained 55 points to close at 12,639. The S&P added 5 points, closing at 1340, and the NASDAQ ended the week at 2828. That's up 13 points. It's Friday, and as we often do, we'll review the week's business and economic news now with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
So let's talk first about Mayor Bloomberg's budget. He's been threatening austerity for months. Does this plan look as painful as what we've been promised?
Yes, it's exactly what he promised. And in essence, he held serve. This is the plan he outlined months ago. He said we have to cut a lot of teachers' jobs. He put some money back into daycare and senior citizens. This isn't the end of the story here. There are two possibilities as he negotiates with the council, one of which is the city has $2 billion set aside to pay retiree health costs in the future. The council wants to go get virtually all that money and end these layoffs. The mayor, as you pointed out in the intro, is worried about the out years and doesn't want to do that. We'll have to see. You know, the economy's getting better, too. You know, you've been hearing all about this great crisis in Washington about raising the debt ceiling. Well, we got to put it off a few weeks the other day because it turns out that federal tax revenues are far larger than expected, and I'll bet you the same thing's going to happen with city tax revenues as we go forward.
What's going to be the biggest bone of contention as the mayor and the council approach this end of June deadline, and how far apart do you think they are now?
Oh, they're pretty far apart. The biggest bone of contention is how many teachers we're going to lay off and how much we're going to draw down that retiree health plan. But, you know, this is New York. We don't have budget crises. They'll reach a deal probably in middle of June.
This week looks like the president's best week in a long time. First, there was the killing of bin Laden, and then today brought strong job creation numbers, nearly 250,000 positions added in the month of April. What's your reaction to those numbers?
They're really good. Third consecutive month of more than 200,000. The economy's getting better. It's getting better nationally. It's getting better here. Actually, I spent the whole morning on this issue because my class had to write about it. The unemployment rate going up is probably not significant. The real story here is job creation, a lot of manufacturing jobs. The economy is just doing better.
Now, one of the other things that you've written about is the fact that New York's beer brewers are locked into relationships with the distributors, and you've blogged about that. There's an effort underway now, I understand, to change the law in Albany. This fight, maybe not familiar to a lot of our listeners. So what's it about and why does it matter?
It's about dysfunction in Albany. Once the big bad brewers were getting so big, they threatened to get rid of all the local distributors. So Albany came to the rescue. And in essence, when a brewery signs up with a distributor, it's for life. But now, instead of the big brewers, we have all these craft brewers, right? And once they ink a deal, they're stuck. And those big distributors now, protected by Albany, don't do anything for the craft brewers. So we're stifling a New York industry. Who wins? The group that has the most money for campaign contributions and to hire lobbyists. It's really sick, you know. That's why people are so upset about Albany. Let's free the beer business.
So finally, the Tony nominations were announced this week, with the Book of Mormon getting a lot of love and also receiving a nomination. Lombardi has already closed, missing out on the opportunity to reap some more ticket sales from this. Is this an award show that the masses actually take their cues from?
Oh, look, it does matter. You win a lot of Tonys and you're going to stay in business a long time. One Tony nomination is not sufficient to keep you in business. A whole bunch of shows always close. Broadway had a pretty good year. The tourism industry is going. We'll see the real impact of this after they actually hand out the awards next month.
Greg David is director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks, as always, so much for joining us here on WNYC.
Have a good weekend.